Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is brought to you by Manpower of Central Iowa. Manpower, 62 years of finding great people for great companies, manpower.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do, DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Grateful that you are with us 23 and a half minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock. It's a Thursday edition of the News Hour. We are not in studio tomorrow because the Chicago Cubs take the field, so that means they preempt us. So we're going to try to pack as much in today as we possibly can. With us in studio is Ben Lefevre. Ben is the startup brains behind something called CertainTel, and we're going to learn all about that next with Ben. Welcome to the News Hour, Ben. Good to have you here.
Great to be here, Michael. Thank you very much for having me.
You've had a busy day.
I have.
Tell us about that.
Well, you know, I'm really excited about what we're doing in regards to healthcare and healthcare IT and telehealth. And it's we just started an accelerator here in Des Moines,
right,
at the Square One. And really their goal and mission is to help businesses like CertainTel really get things going off the ground. But they have an innovative company and innovative offering. And we think we do. And we're excited to continue things rolling.
Excellent. Well, let's break this down as far as what is CertainTel and what are you bringing to the healthcare industry?
Certainly. Many or many not have heard of telemedicine and telehealth. And what we provide is...
Let's talk about that first,
yeah,
because some folks may not understand what that is.
Correct. Think of any healthcare-related information consult being done at a distance. Normally, you go to a doctor for a face-to-face visit. Telehealth is doing the same thing, but doing it at a distance. And it's certainly beneficial to underserved areas like rural areas that,
right,
can't get to a specialty. So utilizing telecommunications to give healthcare.
And this has been used in some instances all over the place, and where physicians are actually speaking to individuals in rural parts of the country or those areas that are not easily accessible to specialization in medicine, and with some success, as a matter of fact.
You know, correct. And, you know, one of the biggest benefits in that scenario you just talked about, think of someone that lives in, you know, Carroll, Iowa, and needs to go to University of Iowa for a specialty care, like a hepatologist, a liver specialist. Utilizing telehealth, in the past they'd have to drive, you know, 4 hours plus for just a quick follow-up visit. Utilizing telehealth, now they can do that in their own area,
right,
or at their own rural health clinic to get the care that they need. And the benefits are that improves continuity of care and improves outcomes. And these are all things that are being charged with healthcare reform and where healthcare is going today.
Absolutely. All right. So we've kind of set the stage,
yeah,
as with regard to telemedicine.
Yes.
So tell us about CertainTel.
Sure. What we provide is the technology to facilitate that virtual office visit. So we have a HIPAA-compliant web-based telehealth platform that's, think of it, a Skype-like platform, but it's HIPAA-compliant and secure. And it really, our portal really facilitates a virtual office visit where you check in online, you schedule a consult with a provider, and at your scheduled time, they pull up a video and audio and chat, and you're in a virtual office visit. And from the provider side, they're able to take electronic health record notes and do the same things that they would do if you were in-person visit.
Now, some folks might be listening to this and saying, yeah, come on,
mm-hmm,
now, I really like going to see whatever the doctor is. And we understand that,
yep,
and that's still, for those of us who live mostly in urban areas, that's probably okay. But this has implications really far and above that. You mentioned HIPAA certified,
yeah,
and that's very important. So
correct,
let's tell people exactly what that means.
Yeah, so when you talk about health, that's the Health Insurance Portability Act, and certainly that's where your information is protected.
Right.
And, you know, anytime you go to a doctor's office, you have to sign, and they protect your health information under lock and key, in essence. And our platform does the same thing. So everything is encrypted. Everything is secure, which is critical when you're doing a virtual visit, just like in a in-person face-to-face visit.
And when this is going on, this face-to-face, mm-hmm, visit with CertainTel, The application has a storage facility for records and
correct.
Easy access of those records, and making it a seamless visit, whereas you don't have to search for stuff.
Correct. It, you know, it's a portal, like you said, that facilitates. It has your health records. Your providers can view that before, during a consultation. Anything you upload as a patient, your provider can view that, and then you have access to that at any time in our HIPAA compliant secure portal. And you mentioned applications. I mean, you know, the specialties, whether it's mental health, whether it's family practice or specialty, it's really a wide net as far as types of providers that can utilize this platform to give better care and stay better connected with their patients.
Ben Lefevre, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about his startup. It's called CertainTel. So I got to ask the question, where did you come up with this?
You know, interesting, my background and career has been in healthcare sales and marketing, and I've been in pharmaceutical biotech industry. And my first introduction into telehealth was actually through the University of Iowa. I had a field-based role in the hepatitis C realm, where the only liver specialists were at the U of I. Unfortunately, there are tons of patients that have hep C in Sioux City, Iowa. And they would have to, every month, just for just a quick follow-up, have to drive, you know, 5 hours wow. to get their follow-up care. And what happened is patients wouldn't follow up, and they would actually die from their liver disease because they weren't getting the follow-up care. And the University of Iowa looked at other examples, like in New Mexico, to how can we educate provider to provider, a provider, a hepatologist, the University of Iowa educated provider in Sioux City, so they can effectively treat these patients
right.
locally. So that was my first introduction.
That's the genesis of this.
Correct. And knowing where technology is going, working for my previous company, we were really a tech-driven company, and just kind of marrying the two and knowing this was a fast-growing area, that's where I started it.
What's really, I think, amazing about this, and people are going to be having questions. They're
sure.
going to say, okay, now wait. I'm going to go see a doctor mm-hmm. in Iowa City that's a specialist, but I don't drive there. So am I actually seen by this physician on camera some way? How does that work?
Correct. Our platform uses standard computers, tablets, your phone, anything that has a camera-enabled
sure.
device or audio, our platform accesses that. And so, you know, we have many that just use a $200 Google Chromebook, and it works great to facilitate a virtual visit.
When we're talking about virtual visits, that's outside of the realm, though, of lab tests and things like that, correct?
It is. And it, interesting enough, there's really three areas of telemedicine or telehealth. We're talking about the video telemedicine, which is our focus, but there's also what's called remote monitoring, which is part
right.
of telehealth, wearable devices. A provider views that information at a distance and makes diagnosis and recommendations. And then it's called store and forward, where you upload information, labs, as you talked about, and the provider views that at a different time. That's telemedicine as well. And that's a really fast growing field and a use case for it.
I have a good friend in the pharmaceutical business,
mm-hmm.
and he is involved greatly in telemedicine on the pharmaceutical side
yeah.
of things, how to deliver scripts and how to deliver diagnosis and
yeah.
how to deliver those much needed drugs
yep.
in various parts of the country without the patient having to drive all over the place.
Correct. And it's interesting enough, that's one of the features of our platform that we're rolling out. It's called ePrescribe. So you can have a distance consultation, you know, let's say it's a non-emergent care, a common cough, cold, or what have you. You know, you go to urgent care, they hardly touch you anyways. Yeah.
Right.
you know, they can make an effective diagnosis, and then they send ePrescribe to your local pharmacy without ever having to go into the office.
Yeah.
Very, very convenient as well.
It is convenient. When people are listening to this, they're probably going, oh, wait a minute. I hear all of these security breaches
yeah.
and all this other kind of stuff going on. I'm not so sure. I want all my stuff laying on some computer server someplace
mm-hmm.
out there. Can you speak to that?
Certainly. Security is the utmost importance in regards to what we do or any telehealth company. But it's very similar to an electronic health record, which, you know, as long as you're following the laws and
protocols.
Lands, the protocols of HIPAA and high tech, And one of the tools that we use is that we sign what's called a business associate agreement with all our customers, saying that we have all the protocols in place. All our data is encrypted in flight and in rest, the video, the storage, and what have you. And we do everything we can to protect that information. There's never a foolproof set, but we do what's required.
All right. So the next question,
yes.
And this is always the question that I ask every startup that comes in, because this is the reason why we do this stuff. I mean, we can do great things because we have a passion for technology. Yeah. But how are you going to make money with this?
You know what? How we make money is we provide this tool to healthcare professionals. So our initial focus has been mental health professionals, therapists, counselors that are utilizing this to improve continuity of care. So they see the benefit because many times they have no shows or people that don't come. And if they have a tool where, as long as the patient has access to internet and a computer to give that care, they see that as a value. So healthcare providers of all walks of life, mental health, family practice, pediatrics, those are our customers, and they pay a monthly subscription fee for our product.
There you go. You know, one of the things that you've made mention of is rural parts of the country. Yeah. I'm sure you'll join with me in calling on our state government to do everything they can to increase broadband interconnectivity to everybody.
Correct.
It is such a, you know, there are places not very far from Des Moines.
Yes.
And we're so spoiled, you know. We got fast upload, download speeds, everything's great. But I know people out there in the hinterland that are still on 56K.
Correct. If you don't have internet, if you don't have broadband, you can't utilize this technology. But fortunately enough, the government is putting in hundreds of millions of dollars in broadband initiatives. You know, there are companies that right here in the area, like Iowa Network Services and others, that do a great job of partnering with rural areas. But it's a government priority to improve broadband, to so they can implement things like telehealth and electronic health records. So we're not there yet. We got a ways to go, but we're getting there.
Absolutely. His name is Ben Lefevre, ladies and gentlemen. The product is called CertainTel. And thank you for coming in and talking about it.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Ben Lefevre, ladies and gentlemen, you can find out more by going online. We'll have the podcast up, of course, a little bit later on, and you can listen to this whole thing and perhaps even connect with Ben on Twitter. We're going to step aside for the Wall Street Report, and we'll also take a look at the Iowa 25, the 25 stocks that we follow, and report back to you. And coming up yet this half hour, Jeff Garrison from Merit Industries tells you and me how we can grow our business faster if we focus on the right stuff, you know, the stuff that we really like to do. It's all coming up next on Insight on Business, the News Hour.